Oh, should we do a podcast episode?
I mean, we can. It's like 3 a.m. now.
Oh, yeah. It's not 5:25 on a Sunday, on October 22nd, 2023. Okay. How do you feel about sleep, Noah?
I feel like I'm tired and I should go back to bed.
No. What do you feel about sleep? What is sleep? Why do we need it?
For our bodies to develop.
What does that mean?
Get smarter.
What?
While we sleep.
That's true.
Yeah.
But like,
do you, like, are there certain days where you just like of the week, do you think there, you could like pick out a certain day where it's like that day you're more tired and want to go to bed earlier? And there's other days.
For me, it's definitely Mondays, because on Sunday, I'm like, okay, I'll wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning so I can do my homework, because like then I have 2 hours to do it because it's a late start. Yeah. But then I'll end up staying up late because I'm like, oh, tomorrow is a late start. But then I wake up at 6, so I went to bed late, woke up early, and then I don't really do my homework. Then I just don't get anything done, and then everything sucks.
So you're a procrastinator?
You know, yeah, I'm a very big procrastinator. I have homework right now, actually. Probably maybe 2.5 hours of homework, but I don't care.
That's fair, I mean.
So.
You know, it's kind of valid. I don't know. But do we need to talk about sleep? Like, why can't we, like, do you think it'd be easier to sleep? Ooh, here's the thing. Like, when you go on vacation to, like, totally different time zones.
Like, jet lag?
Do you?
What?
Do you get jet lag?
I don't know.
I'm just talking about, like, it's hard.
Like, I haven't been to enough places to know.
Because, like, let's say you, like, go to a place. It's, like, normally it'd be, like, 10 o'clock, but there it's, like, 6 p.m.
You know what's so dumb?
Would you get tired at 7 and go to bed at 7?
I don't know. Maybe. I can't say I know. But do you know what I find fascinating? Time zones. Because in an ideal world, there are 24 of them equally split across the globe.
Mm-hmm.
But due to political stuff, some time zones, or some, like, countries, are in a time, like, in several time zones, but they only go by one. So, like, it's really weird. So that, like, the morning might be, like, really bright, really dark, even though it shouldn't be that way because of time zones, but the political powers don't care.
That sucks.
So I kind of feel bad for some people like that.
It's like some people have to, like, wake up, like, technically super early, even if their time doesn't say it.
Yeah, so they'll feel like that's normal. They'll think it's normal to wake up at that time, but, like, in reality, like, it's really weird. You shouldn't be up at, like, midnight.
Yeah.
But for them, it's like 6 o'clock or whatever. I don't know. It's just, I don't know. It's kind of dumb. I feel bad for them.
I feel odd doing a podcast on a bed.
Yeah, I want to go back to the seats. Please. Let's go to the seats.
If we just woke up because we were sleeping. And when you sleep, you sleep.
Yeah. How did we press the record button when we were snoring?
What?
Well, because we were snoring at the beginning. How did we press the button?
I think I left it going, like, all night. I'll have to cut it down.
Oh, okay. I'm sure that's how that works.
Yeah.
What happened, yeah.
Totally.
What about dreams, Noah? We touched on dreams and nightmares in the past episode, but we didn't really talk about it.
That's,
you know.
Okay. What's a big dream you've had in the past?
A big dream I've had in the past? Dream or nightmare?
Give me both.
Oh, okay. Screw you. For a dream, I once had a dream where I lived on a futuristic barn, and I played baseball. That was pretty awesome.
That sounds kind of weird.
It was pretty awesome, though. I lived, like, a few weeks in that dream.
I don't know if I'd find that interesting.
Well, it's hard to find it interesting if you weren't there, because I made friends and played baseball on grass that had particles coming off of it.
I had a cool dream recently, actually. So, all these, I woke, like, I quote-unquote, woke up, right?
Mm-hmm.
And all these things from these posters came out of the posters. But since it was my room, I've never really had a dream in my room. I was, like, confused. it was real. But then, they're, like, all teamed up with me, and they're like, Noah, the world is caving in. You need to join us, and we will help you defeat the things that are wrong with the world. Something like that. And I, like, walked to the window, and then, like, my house was floating on an island. And it, like, in space. It was, like, and there were just, like, rocks flying everywhere. And then they go, here, take this. It will help you. And so then I, like, took the sewer and something. And we, like, went out of the house. And there was, like, this guy on this, like, giant castle on another floating island that, like, had everybody prisoner, you know, like, working for him. Mm-hmm. And we went over there and, like, started fighting and stuff. And they all died except for, I think it was that guy right there, 3D man. And he, like, shapeshifted himself into there. And then he thought that 3D man was me, you know, mm-hmm. and he killed him. Oh. But then I came up and I killed him, and then I saved everyone.
How does time dilation work in dreams? Because sometimes I'll have a dream where, like, that will last, like, 2 seconds in the dream, and then I wake up and it's been, like, hours. But then sometimes I'll have a dream that feels like it lasted weeks, and I wake up and it's been, like, 1 minute. How does that work?
I don't know.
Well, figure it out, man.
Well, they say, like, your longest dreams last up to 5 minutes.
That's not true.
It is.
No, it's not.
No, like, your mind thinks that they last, like, way longer, but they do actually last up to, like, only 5 minutes.
So, like, they last 5 minutes, and then it's an hour of blackness, then I wake up and think that dream lasted the entire length.
Yeah.
What? Mm-hmm. That's weird. That's trippy. And I know time dilation is, like, an actual, like, thing that could happen, too. Like, with black holes and stuff.
When you sleep and you just and you don't, like, because you dream every night. You know that, right?
Yeah.
You just sometimes don't remember it. But the thing is, when you sleep and it's, like, it's a dream that you don't remember, and then the parts where you don't dream is all, like, black. You don't remember any of the blackness, and you don't remember the dream. So if you do have a dream that you remember, it's just, like, the nights, the parts of the blackness are just, like, the nights that you don't remember. Mm-hmm. So if there was only one thing that was vivid that night, then that's the thing you remember.
No, but I think time dilation is cool, like, in dreams and out of dreams, because I know in the movie Interstellar, there is this one planet that's orbiting a black hole, and every single second they were on that planet with, like, a day on Earth, and then they get stranded there for, like, a few hours, and, like, decades go by on Earth, and they lose a lot of time because they just happen to get trapped on that planet. But they're only on that planet for, like, a few hours, but then on Earth is decades, and that's, like, something that could actually happen in real life. That's, time dilation is, like, a real thing.
Yeah,
which is trippy.
No, I need to watch that movie.
Well, it makes you question time, too. Like, is time something that can it be? It can be altered. It's not, like, a finite thing. It can, like, be twisted and stuff.
Yeah.
So, like, what even is time? Like, what is it? I don't understand.
No, I guess, like, so, I guess technically time travel's not real.
There we go.
But if you were to, like,
well, the thing with time travel is that you can't go into the past, but you can kind of go into the future a little bit of time dilation.
Well, because you could, like, go to another planet, stay there for a few hours, come back to Earth.
Yeah, like, yeah, you can't go back in time, but you can go forward in time. They've done it with a fighter jet, like, that goes, like, around the world super fast, and they go, like, and it goes a little bit into the future. Like, they've done that. But they've gone, it was a few milliseconds into the future. Like, it wasn't really anything, but it was a few milliseconds into the future. Which is still pretty impressive.
Yeah. Well, then that proves that we can do it.
Yeah, you just can't go back in time, though.
Mm-hmm.
Because then you'd have to reverse every single, molecule. Like, imagine going back in time, but someone was making, like, a science project where these two chemicals mixed and they combined. That would mean if you went back in time, those two chemicals would have to unmix and then go back into the previous containers, but that won't work because that's not how science works. You can't just do that. So time travel backwards just isn't going to happen ever. But forwards,
I also don't think, I mean, going into the past would be cool. It'd be kind of scary because sometimes you'd, like, want to change things in your past.
Yeah, and then Why does time travel always come up on these podcasts?
I don't know. It's just, I think... For now on, they just have to know that time travel might be brought up.
Yeah, I think Larry told us to do time travel.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Well, it's a good thing Larry's back.
Yeah, I think he slips it into our minds before each episode. I think when we were sleeping, he probably whispered time travel into our ears.
Larry's creepy sometimes. He just sits in front of that computer with, like, his mask on.
No, that's true. And sometimes he, like, turns around his chair and he plays the question mark background. Like, yeah. He's all mysterious. Like, bro, you're not that cool. But we love Larry. Yeah. Larry's awesome.
He talks to us with a robotic voice like he's, like, some Mr., like, anonymous man. But, you know.
For real.
Yeah. He got mad at us because our last episode.
What happened in the last episode?
I don't even remember, and that's why he got mad. He goes, he was mad because we posted it, and we made it while he wasn't there.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
It's just a bad for Larry.
Poor Larry.
So, you know when your dogs are dreaming, they're, like, kicking their legs and, like, barking?
Yeah, and they're like,
my dog Dax growls in his sleep. That's kind of funny.
And then, but, like, sometimes, like, when they're, like, whine in their sleep, I feel so happy, like, when I wake them up, because I'm like, I saved you.
I don't wake them up when they're doing that, because I'm like, they're chasing a squirrel or something. I'm not actually catch it, I'm like, in real life, because they're garbage at doing that. The domestication of dogs is a crazy thing. I mean, I have a cool little factoid about domesticated dogs. When we first did it, and gave them food and stuff, so they trusted us, they would actually, when other wolves would come, like, to the camp to, like, raid us or, like, steal our food or something, the domesticated dogs would actually fight the other wolves, even though they might have been from, like, the same pack previously, but they were domesticated and they fought back. So they kind of went against their own kind because they wanted more food. And they loved us.
It's kind of interesting.
And then selective breeding, that's kind of... Poor pugs, they can barely breathe.
I don't... Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, animals, dogs kind of got screwed when it came to it. Because now they're just, like, helpless babies that want cuddles instead of badass wolves that, like, could take down an elephant. Not that they could, I guess, but...
Elephants are strong, bro.
Yeah.
They are scared of mice, though.
They are?
Yeah.
They are.
You never actually watched that? It was, like, a Mythbusters episode. And they, like, did, like, a thing where, like, a rock, like, moved, and they hit a mice under it, and the mice, like, came loose, and the, like, elephants, like, went, or...
Well, probably because they spread disease.
And then they, like, backed away, but then they, like, they thought it was, like, just the movement of the rock, so they did it without the mouse, but it wasn't the movement of the rock, they weren't unfazed.
Hmm. Well, it probably got, like, a primal fear of rat disease.
Yeah. Well, how would the elephants know that the rats have a disease?
Because when there's a rat, they probably die. Well, rats are very contagious when it comes to those things.
Do you want a pet rat?
No, I don't, actually. Speaking of Africa, so you know camels?
Mm-hmm.
I just found out recently that camels are native to North and South America. That they actually migrated across, like, Alaska land bridge into Russia, then into Asia and Africa and stuff. And that alpacas and llamas are just, like, camels that stayed behind and evolved.
So, like, do you see my map right there, then?
Mm-hmm.
So is there, like, water space between Africa and Russia? There's a decent amount, right?
What are you talking about?
There's water space of, like, the ocean between Alaska and Russia.
Well, Alaska and Russia are basically right next to each other.
I know, just...
But when the ocean was lower...
Yeah.
There was, like, there's a land bridge that can cross.
Oh. And that's what the camels crossed?
Mm-hmm. That's what most things crossed. That's what a lot of things crossed. Weirdly. I don't know, it's a pretty popular highway or something. Not highway, I guess you would call it.
Like my schedule. I suck at I'm not great at time management.
No, I just don't do it.
Yeah.
I just don't do time management.
You guys need alarms for when you wake up.
Well, I do that. That's not really time management.
Because some people are like, I know, like, I always wake up the same day. No matter how tired I am, I'll always wake up at the same time.
Really?
No, you won't. There'll be a certain time and day where you will wake up differently. It's not...
On weekends, I wake up pretty late sometimes. Although, I still wake up early sometimes, though.
Well, like, yesterday, I woke up at, like, 11.
And today we woke up at 11.
Yeah.
Pretty quicky.
Because you're my brother and you woke up in my house.
I don't think I'm a brother.
No.
You don't have a brother.
Are you adopted?
No. Yeah. I have a brother, you don't.
Yeah, I know.
So, we're just 2 pals hanging out.
Yeah. Yeah. 2 pals on a podcast. What they gonna do next?
Hey there, Noah.
Hey, don't touch me.
Bro, why is it sleeping, like, when it's really late, you, like, don't want to go to bed, but then in the morning you don't want to stop sleeping? It's like...
Because you like the feeling of staying up, it's, like, more interesting, but then you also like the feeling of sleeping in.
It's just so contradictive.
I don't know why.
It's annoying. It's just like when I go orangutan mode.
It's actually kind of sounds depressing, because it's like you want to stay up with the darkness, but you don't want to wake up and see the sunshine.
I don't have my blinds open, though. Ever.
Really?
Unless it's daytime. Yeah. Like, in the middle of the day.
Well, because I keep my blinds closed, because... If I want to sleep in on the weekends and my blinds are open, the sunlight will wake me.
Well, at nighttime, there's a lamppost right outside my window, and it's so bright it blinds me if I look at it.
Lamppost?
Yeah, lamppost. Because I live on the street.
Oh, like the street light.
Because my window, yours doesn't. Yours points towards, like...
Out of their house.
Yeah, their house, not a lamppost.
Yeah.
You're lucky.
Do you think dream catchers are cool?
Dream catchers are... Interesting.
I mean, ever since I put it up there, I haven't had a nightmare.
Only catch dreams. Make me lay down, make my throat. We're gonna die, Noah. Yeah, I can't. You're not lay down.
I'm about to murder you.
Well, it's not my fault that we lay down.
You didn't tell me that you were gonna die. Do you enjoy dying?
Not particularly. I don't love it. Not great.
We'll be right back after this momently break. Give me a sec.
Man, this music makes me pretty tired, Noah.
Ooh. No. I'm about to fall asleep. Good night, Evan. I'm gonna touch you.